the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. Welcome to Storytime with the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. I'm Miss Lisa, librarian at the Columbia Public Library, and I will be your storyteller for today. Today's story is Rumpelstiltskin, written by the Brothers Grimm in 1812. By the side of a woods in a country far away ran a fine stream of water, and by that stream there stood a mill. The miller's house was nearby, and the miller, you must know, had a very beautiful daughter. In addition to being beautiful, she was smart and clever. And the miller was so proud of her that one day he bragged to the king of all the land, who used to come and hunt in the woods, that his daughter could spin gold from straw. Now, the king was very fond of money, and when he heard the miller bragging, he became greedy, and he sent for the girl to be brought in before him. He led her to a room in his palace, where there was a great pile of straw. He gave her a spinning wheel, and he said, "All of this must be spun into gold before morning, if you value your life." In vain the poor maiden begged that it was only a silly boast of her father that she could do no such thing as spinning straw into gold. The door was locked, and she was left alone. She sat in one corner and began to cry at her fate, when suddenly the door opened, and a funny-looking little man hobbled in and said, "Good day to you, my good lass. And why are you weeping?" "Oh," she said, "I must spin this straw into gold, and I don't know how." "What will you give me," said the little man, "if I were to do it for you?" My necklace," replied the girl. So he took her at her word and sat himself down at the spinning wheel. "Roundabout, roundabout, lo and behold, reel away, reel away, straw into gold." And round the wheel went merrily, the work was quickly done, and the straw was all spun into gold. When the king came and saw this, he was astonished and pleased, but his heart grew greedier still. So he shut up the poor miller's daughter again with a fresh task. Again she knew not what to do, and again she began to weep. But the little man opened the door and said, "And what will you give me to do your task this time?" The ring on my finger," she said. So the little man took the ring and began to spin again. "Roundabout, roundabout, lo and behold, reel away, straw into gold," until long before morning it was all finished again. The king was so delighted to see this glittering treasure, but he still had not enough. He took the miller's daughter to a yet larger pile of straw and said, "You must spin all of this tonight. And if you can, you shall be my queen." As soon as she was left alone, the dwarf came in and said, "What would you give me to spin gold for you this third time?" "I have nothing left," she said. "Then say that you will give me," said the little man, "the first child that you may have when you become queen." "That might never even happen," thought the miller's daughter, and since she knew no other way to get the job done, she agreed to do what he would ask. Round and round went the wheel again to the old song, and once more the pile of straw was turned into gold. The king came in the morning, and finding all he wanted, kept his word. He married the miller's daughter, and she really did become a queen. As time went by, the king and queen had a baby. And the girl was so happy at the birth of her first child, she forgot all about the little man and what he had said. But one day, as she was sitting playing with her baby, he came into the room and reminded her of what she had promised. She cried at her misfortune and said she would give him all the wealth of her kingdom if he would only let her off. But finally her tears softened him, and he said, "I will give you 3 days. And if during that 3 days you are able to tell me my name, you shall keep your baby." So the queen lay awake all night thinking of all of the strangest names she had ever heard. She sent messengers all over the land to find new ones. The next day, the little man came, and she said, "Is your name Timothy?"
"Nope."
"How about Ichabod?"
"No," said the little man.
"Benjamin, perhaps?"
"Nope," said the little man.
"How about Jeremiah?" And so it went with all the names that she could think of, but to each and every one he said, "Madam, that is not my name." The second day she tried some silly names. "How about Bandy Legs?" "Maybe Hunchback?" "I know, it's Crooked Nose." But the little gentleman still said to each and every one, "Madam, that is not my name." On the third day, one of the messengers came back and he said, "I traveled 2 days without hearing of any new names. But yesterday, as I was climbing a hill among the trees of the forest where the fox and the hare bid one another good night, I saw a little hut. And before the hut there burned a fire. And round the fire a funny little man was dancing and singing. Merrily the feast I'll make, today I brew, tomorrow bake. Merrily I'll dance and sing, for next day will a stranger bring. Little does my lady dream, Rumpelstiltskin is my name." When the queen heard this, she jumped for joy, and as soon as the little man came, she sat down upon her throne and called all her court around her. The nurse stood by her side with the baby in her arms, as if it was quite ready to be given away. The little man began to smile at the thought of having this poor baby to take home with him to his hut in the woods, and he said, "Okay, lady, what is my name?"
"Is it John?" she said.
"No, madam."
"Could it be Tom?"
"No, madam."
"Is it Jemmy?"
"No, madam."
"Could your name be Rumpelstiltskin?" said the lady.
"Who told you that?" said the little man. He pounded his foot in such a rage that his foot went through the floor and he had to hold on to his ankle with both hands to pull it out. And then he made his way off while the nurse laughed and the baby cooed, and all the court laughed at him for having had so much trouble for nothing. "We wish you a very good day, and goodbye, Mr. Rumpelstiltskin." Rumpelstiltskin, written by the Brothers Grimm in 1812. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Come and visit us at the Columbia Public Library, where you can read more books about Rumpelstiltskin, such as Fairy Tale Comics by Chris Duffy, Mary Englebright's Nursery and Fairy Tales Collection, and Rumpelstiltskin by Paul Zielinski. Be sure to visit our website at columbiapubliclibrary.org or stop and see us in person at 24 South 6th Street, Columbia, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you soon at the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await.